Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from April the 27th, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey, right? And taking a look at yesterday's performance for most of the indices we follow on the video, generally speaking, it was a negative one. Leading the way to the downside, we saw crude oil down over 3.5%. U.S. equities leading the way to the downside was the S&P equal weight down over 1% there. From the U.S. equity perspective, though, we did see the Nasdaq composite close in positive territory at 47 basis points. International equities, emerging markets rebounded a little bit, up 50 basis points there. Looking at the chart of crude oil this morning, continue to see this column of O's can move further downward at this point, adding O's at 76 as well as at 75, moving crude below the middle of the trading band at this point. On the default chart, we don't see support until 68 there at the bullish support line. Moving on over to the chart of the Dow, the reason we highlight this is we saw it reverse down into O's with yesterday's action here at 33,400. Had been one of the few U.S. equity charts that had maintained a column of X's while we saw the NASDAQ composite actually initiate a shakeout pattern. We've seen the S&P 500 continue lower in O's, but the Dow had at least been able to maintain, but with yesterday's action reverse down into O's here at 33,400. Interesting to note that we weren't able to see a push above that 34,200 level there. So continue to see some resistance at that price level. Looking at indicators this morning, the NYSE high low, another one of the shorter term indicators that we follow on the platform, measures the percentage of stocks making new 52 week highs over those making new 52 week highs and lows, and uses a bit of a moving average. But generally speaking, what it's meant to do is show us, are more stocks moving to new 52 week highs, or are we seeing less and more stocks, you know, less stocks making new 52-week highs, i.e. we're seeing stocks making 52-week lows. But in this case, we saw the reverse down into O's at 56%, so suggesting we're seeing a little bit of a dampening in terms of stocks making new 52-week highs compared to those making new 52-week lows. But not all that surprising with the shorter-term indicators like the 10-week for the NYSE, as well as others, many of them reversing down yesterday. So not too surprising. And really, we still see this sit above that 50% level, suggesting that half the stocks, more than half the stocks, are still, you know, at this point making new 52 highs versus those that are making 52 week lows. Bit of a ratio there. It's not like it's a total universe, but nonetheless, seeing short-term indicators reverse down into O's. On the earnings front, been quite a bit of a newsworthy morning so far. We actually had Southwest report. They had losses roll over into Q1, and at this point, we have seen Love move down below that $20-$30 level, showing a potential trading right now at about 29.5. We keep an eye on support here at 29. Obviously, a zero for fiver, but is one that if it moved to 28, would be making a new 52-week low. So those who may still hold on to it may look for, at this point, to look to just step away entirely. Similarly, we did see American Airlines beat, which is worth a note, and have seen it rebound a little bit this morning in pre-market trading. So seeing a bit of a difference in the airline space there, but also did see a little bit of a few things that American Airlines had to address due to the fact that Southwest had its issues back in the latter part of 2022. But nonetheless, moving right on to Bristol Myers Squibb, also reported this morning, showed lower Q1 sales. We've seen it pull back a little bit here, trading about in the $67 range, reversed down into O's yesterday. Keep an eye on support here at 66. Quite a few of these names, what we'll be talking about is keeping an eye on key support. Some of them may be low attribute names that you may still have held on to, but now at this point, you know, we're seeing them potentially test key support, and Bristol Myers BMY is one of them, a two for fiver, and like Southwest being another one that is now potentially looking at making a new 52-week low. But another one that's a little bit higher attribute name, but is testing key support, is going to be Caterpillar. We did see that it beat, but had a few notes in terms of headwind and inventory rising and orders slowing down. So really saw basically any of the positive action that Caterpillar had seen this morning retract a little bit pre-market. market, but keep an eye on support here at 212. We've actually seen two consecutive sell signals on the chart, along with the series of lower tops. A violation or a move below 208 would be a break of a triple bottom, and at this point would be a third consecutive sell signal. And really, we don't see much support here until 182 on the default chart. So it may look to at least lighten up a little bit on the violation if that were to occur, if we saw that break at 208. Capital One Financial Corp. It's actually one of the few finance stocks that maintained a half decent technical picture, moved back into a positive trend last week, now up to a 4 for 5, or has come down and testing support here at 94, as well as testing that bullish support line. So saw it move back into a positive trend last week, met some resistance here at 99, has now come down to test that support here at 94. Earnings upcoming today, and at this point a move below 93 would violate the bullish support line, and a move above 100 would clear resistance that dated back to March. So a couple of levels for Capital One Finance COF to keep an eye on there. Amazon reporting after market close, AMZN still a 2 for 5 at this time, although we have seen some improvement out of it. Four consecutive buy signals, right now trading about 104, but we need to see a move above 114 to see a clear resistance there. So move to 116 would clear that prior rally high we saw in February. Also keep an eye on pretty good support here in the mid-90s. Just wanted to know Amazon's technical picture since it is reporting later this evening, but also there are many, many stocks due to report today, where even those S&P 500 names, the list is extensive. So be sure to take a look this morning at your positions, what support levels or potential breakout levels you may want to keep an eye on. But as always, if you have any questions about the charts, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.